Mozart and Marzipan. Rudolf Abraham travels to Salzburg on the northern edge of the Austrian Alps, city of Mozart, city of salt, and already a UNESCO World Heritage Site for more than 25 years. This is one of the journey narratives brought to you in paid partnership with Austrian National Tourist Office. Two buskers are playing the violin beneath the acoustic-rich arches of the imperious Cathedral of Saints Rupert and Vigilius in the Domplatz in the heart of Salzburg. I take in the rest of a spectacular Dome Quartier complex, which also comprises of the Museum of St. Peter's, the Cathedral Museum, the State Rooms and the Residence Gallery, once the centre of power of the Prince Archbishops of Salzburg. The princes ruled the city, which sits on the banks of the river Salzach for several hundred years. Under their influence, it was transformed into one of the finest ensembles of Baroque architecture anywhere in the world, such as the breathtaking Hellbrunn Palace and its trick fountains, constructed between 1612 and 1615. Be sure to pop into the breathtaking state rooms, lavishly decorated with stucco and ceiling paintings, and the residence gallery with its superb art collection, including works by Rembrandt and Rubens. This year marks the 10th anniversary of the state rooms of the residence becoming part of the Dome Quartier. See domequartier.at for details on the celebration. Salzburg's Baroque Cathedral dates from the 17th century, when the previous structure was demolished and rebuilt on a grand scale. Stepping inside, the hushed interior feels vast, its decoration and sheer scale emphasizing the power of the Prince Archbishops. On a smaller scale, it's here that we find the 14th century baptismal font in which Mozart was baptized. I feel its dark surface has been worn smooth over centuries of aficionados come to pay their respects. Exploring the city on foot, we wandered through the squares flanking the cathedral, through Altmarkt and the cathedral-lined Universitätsplatz, over to the Pferdeschwimmer horse pond. Here the houses sit tucked against a sheer cliff, along the narrow, busy shopping street of Getreidegasse, then across the river to the flower-scented gardens of the Mirabell Palace. Salzburg's most famous son, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, was born in the city in 1756. The house at Getreidegasse 9 where he was born, Mozart's birthplace, Mozart's Geburtshaus, was one of the first places I visited on my earliest trip to Salzburg. It's a beautiful museum, that much I had expected, but I also discovered plenty about the composer's life and his relationship with his family, in particular his sister. Getting to see some of the instruments owned and played by Mozart is always going to be rather special. My daughter had just started playing the violin when we visited, and when she saw his famous childhood violin, she was awestruck. Speaking of music, the Salzburg Festival is one of the greatest festivals of music, opera, and drama in Europe. Founded over 100 years ago and running from mid-July to the end of August. Every summer, the whole city is transformed into a stage, with performances scattered across Salzburg, from the annual Jedermann played out on the Domplatz to performances at the Salzburg State Theatre, Festspielhaus, and more. There can be few better examples of the city's evident Lebensgefühl, joie de vivre, than its obvious love for this festival. The Salzburg Festival is not the city's only festival, however. Try to catch the Salzburg Easter Festival for world-class opera, summer scene in June for amazing contemporary performance art, and the vibrant jazz in the city in October for, well, jazz. Salzburg is also the natural gateway to the Salzkammergut region, an exquisite landscape of lakes and mountains. Here, the spa town of Bad Ischl, the Salzkammergut's secret capital, will be celebrated as the European Capital of Culture in 2024. It's just 45 minutes by bus from Salzburg Hauptbahnhof main station to the shores of Fuschelsee, where I spent a lazy morning walking a circuit of the lake, stopping to dip my feet into the bracing water on the far side. Given that much of Salzburg's illustrious history and wealth is founded on salt, a day trip here seems doubly appropriate. Salzburg is great for cycling, with around 180 kilometers of cycle paths, including some lovely routes alongside the Salzach, while bike rental and bike-friendly hotels further add to the reasons to explore Salzburg and its surroundings on two wheels. There are also plenty of longer cycling routes running through Salzburg, including the Tauern cycle trail between Krimmel and Passau. Sections of this can easily be combined with taking the train out in one direction and cycling back to Salzburg. Burg Hohenwerfen on the Tauern Radweg remains one of the most jaw-dropping castles I've ever seen. You'd be forgiven for not immediately associating a city on the edge of the Alps with swimming, but Salzburg does indeed have swimming spots aplenty, both in the city itself and the surrounding area. One of my favourites is Lieferinger Badesee, a lake near the Salzach on the northern edge of the city, and an easy bike ride from the centre. There are toilets and changing facilities, and plenty of space on the surrounding lawns for picnicking and sunbathing. The city's narrow canal, the Arm Canal, is another place for a quick dip, though the current is quite strong. While just south of Salzburg, the rushing Königssiache, a tributary of the Salzach, arriving fresh from the Bavarian Alps, is another beautiful, albeit chilly, spot for a swim, its gently sloping rocky banks backed by shady trees. Salzburg is a city with a fabulous array of places to eat and drink, from traditional taverns to Michelin-starred fine dining. There are also plenty of landmark coffee houses and cake shops, including the likes of Konditorei Schatz and Café Konditorei Fürst, both of them going for the best part of 150 years, which come complete with exquisite cakes and pastries. I remember Konditorei Schatz as a particularly memorable stop after visiting Mozart's Kapuzhaus for an indulgence in feathery light Creamschnitt and delicious Topfenstrudel. Speaking of cakes and pastries, if there's one sweet treat which sums up Salzburg more than any other, it's Mozartkuchen, balls of marzipan and pistachio, surrounded by praline and coated in dark chocolate. In any case, a visit to Salzburg is not complete, at least in my case, without shopping for some Mozartkuchen. Mirabelle is the most widespread brand, but the original Mozartkuchen can still be found here in Salzburg, at Café Konditorei Fürst, surrounded by the whiff of coffee and display cases full of cakes, where the recipe was invented back in 1890, and where they're still made by hand. On our last afternoon in Salzburg, we take a stroll along charming Linzergasse, then up the steep lane and long flight of steps leading up to the Capuchin Monastery. Pausing for a breather near the top, we turned, and were treated to the perfect view back across the river to the old town, the green dome and twin bell towers of the cathedral, defining the city's iconic skyline, along with the vast Hohensalzburg Fortress. The Prince Archbishops of Salzburg have created something really rather marvellous. Find out more at austria.info.